on 95.1 WAPE.
Okay, we've got Angela here on the line. Angela, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going okay.
That doesn't sound very convincing.
No, you're a horrible liar.
I know. Well, listen, I really didn't want to call. Like, this has really never happened to me. I mean, I know that sounds bad, but this has never happened to me. My friends really wanted me to call, but
yeah.
Nobody
ever wants to call us.
Yeah.
I think I'm being blown off, and I really don't understand what's going on.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us, first of all, about what's the guy's name? Is it a guy who's blown you off?
Yeah. His name is Tommy.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about Tommy and your relationship with him.
Okay. Well, so we went out on this date. He was kind of living in this apartment, in my apartment complex. Like, he just moved to town, and he was, like, staying with these people across the hall. So I ran into him a couple times. We said hello or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, before he moved out, you know, he got another place, and before he moved out, he approached me, and he was like, you know, I don't really know anybody in town, and, you know, do you know someplace for dinner? Like, you know, mm-hmm. Do you want to go out with me?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay, sure. You know, he's cute, and he was, you know, kind of funny, and we sort of hit it off, and we chatted a couple times. And so I was like, well, I know this place on the beach, and so we went. And it was, like, dinner, and there was music and stuff. It was kind of like old people's music. But we were dancing and having a really good time. And he was nice, and he was funny, and, you know, he paid for everything. He paid for drinks and dinner and stuff.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was, like, yeah, and we, like, hung out on the beach afterwards. And I thought it was going really well. And I don't know, maybe he was a little nervous or something, so, like, maybe I thought it was going a little bit better than he thought. Yeah, but, like, he still seems, you know, he still seems kind of into it and seemed like he was having a pretty good time.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so then he drove me home, and which was nice, but then he gave me a hug, which was sort of weird, honestly, because I was kind of into him. You know, we've been drinking and stuff. So, like,
yeah.
I thought I was, like, giving the vibe or whatever.
Yeah,
So anyway, yeah, so that's how it ended. And I said, you know, give me a call. Like, let's go out again. This was really great. And that was 2 weeks ago, and I haven't heard from him.
And you said his name is Tommy?
Yeah.
All right, let's call Tommy and find out, you know, to let him know that he doesn't treat Jacksonville women this way.
Yeah.
I don't care where he's from. There was no kiss at the end of the night either.
Right.
And she said that's weird because she was drunk and giving off signals.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, well, no, we appreciate your honesty. Let's go ahead and call Tommy now and figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Tommy.
Yeah? Who's this?
Oh, Tommy, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, what? What did I win?
You didn't win anything, buddy. I apologize.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
What's up?
Yeah, you know you're new to town, right? So do you know who we are?
No. I mean, well, how do you know I'm new to town?
Ah, good question. You're smart. You're smarter than we gave you credit for. I'll be honest with you.
We were actually.
Okay.
We're actually calling you about a girl named Angela that you went out with, and she said you guys had a good time. She says you're blowing her off, and she really wants to know why.
What?
Yeah, Angela, you know her, right?
You took her dancing at the beach?
Yeah, man, this is crazy. Wait, this is freaky, man.
It's freaky, man?
Yeah, I know Angela. Yeah, we went out.
Okay, great.
Okay,
great.
So she called the radio station.
Yes.
Well, yeah, see, I told you were smart. And she said, this guy's blowing me. It's been 2 weeks since your date, and she hasn't heard. Have you not called her or tried to get in touch with her in 2 weeks?
Oh, man. No, man. I didn't. No, I haven't talked to her.
Right. Okay, good.
Okay.
She was weird on the date.
She was weird on the date?
Yeah, man. I mean, she was, like, looking at other dudes and stuff. I mean, she just, she, like... the waiter would come over, and she would be staring right at the waiter's ass.
What?
What? Really?
Like she's an ass girl, you know? Like, she just wants to look at other dudes all the time. She was, like, checking out.
Oh, my God,
band.
What are
she
you talking
like,
about?
We were hello? Hello?
Honey, Dolly, that isn't, what are you talking about? That isn't true.
You're not an ass girl?
I mean, yeah, I like to try to ask, but, like, I was not looking at other people's asses.
Dude, this is so messed up, man. Come on, man. You're killing me. Why would you call the radio station about this? Man, it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, well, welcome to Jacksonville, buddy. This is how it goes down.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tommy, can you hang?
Welcome to Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome. Tommy, can you hang on 1 second for me?
Yeah, sure.
Tommy is just now experiencing what everyone else in Jacksonville knows as blown off.
Yep.
He apparently has blown off the wrong girl. And Tommy, how long have you been in town now? Just about a month or so?
Yeah, just about a month. That's right.
All
right,
good.
You got homework, huh?
Yeah, you got to do your homework, right. Well, listen, we found out just moments ago when we called Tommy that he blew off Angela because she, quote-unquote, was checking out other dudes on their date. And that's your story, right, Tommy?
Yeah, man. I mean, I thought she was a nice girl. We went out on a date. I took her to the beach.
Right.
We just had some music.
Right.
Right.
We got all that. So, but you said she checked out the waiter's backside.
Yeah, man. She was looking at right at his ass.
Okay.
Are you sure you weren't just kind of like misunderstanding where her
maybe
eyes...
she wanted to, like, was trying to get his attention or something?
Yeah, maybe she wasn't doing that and you were just kind of being self-conscious.
I don't know, because then when we were dancing, though, she was up there, like, making eyes at the drummer. I mean, right? Angela.
Making eyes at the drummer.
I was, yeah, Tommy, no, I wasn't. Like, we were having a good time. I thought we were connecting. Like, I mean, I've looked at him, but, like, I wasn't making eyes at him.
Was he cute?
Yeah, man, he was really good looking.
No, I was asking Angela.
Whoa, you really jumped in on that one. Damn. Okay.
All right, well, if Tommy thinks
he's... The thing is I think she wants to be with other dudes, man. She didn't feel like we were on a date, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you're just, like, being too sensitive. If she didn't want to be on that date, she wouldn't have been on the date. I mean, I
would have, like, left or called my friend or something. I thought we were having such a good time, like... Why would I be dancing with you if I wanted to dance with someone else?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're a little overprotective.
Were you... All right, well, Angela, did you look at the drummer? Was he making eyes at you for some reason? Do you remember that?
I don't think he was making eyes at me. I'm sure I looked at him. Like, it was a band, and they were playing.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, it's not like you were, like, making out with him in the corner.
And was the drummer cute?
No.
Do you ever look at guys' butts when you go out?
Yeah, I'm sure I do, but, like, not, like...
Yeah,
like... ogling them or anything. I mean, I look at people. And I look at girls, too. Doesn't everybody look at people?
You look at girls, too?
You know, I mean, like, you see people. You look at them. Like,
she doesn't mean it like that. Like, oh, my God.
It just seemed like more drinks you had, more guys you looked at. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds like Tommy has some trust issues.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I just moved here. I'm from North Carolina. You know, we treat our ladies with respect, and I just feel like, you know, I want to get the same respect. You know, I'm taking you out, nice dinner.
Right.
Man.
Right. You know, if she's going to look at anyone's butt, it should be yours.
Yeah, man.
Were you looking at his butt?
Of course. I thought he was really cute.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He had his, like, little tight jeans on.
All right. Well, listen, maybe this is just a misunderstanding. Maybe you accidentally looked at someone's butt. Maybe, Tommy, you were just being a little overprotective or jealous.
Yeah.
That could be.
Do you guys, would you reset? Like, maybe if we sent you out on another date, maybe with some more age-appropriate music and some uglier waiters, would you guys want to go out again?
I'd like to go out again.
You'd be into that?
Yeah.
You would?
You would? Okay. Oh, good. All right. Excellent. Perfect. All right, good. Hang on 1 second. We're gonna hook it all up. This is very exciting.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah, we'll put some blinders on her, too, so she can only look forward.
Perfect.
All right. It's the Big Morning Mess.